أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن شاء الله all of you are doing well, making the best of these last 10 nights that we're in, the last leg here of this great month of Ramadan. إن شاء الله everyone is pushing forward in your ibadah, in your Quran reading, in your prayers, in your du'as, in your mentioning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your dhikr. May Allah subhanahu accept from you. We just heard the 23rd part of the Quran, or the 23rd juz of the Quran, and the 23rd juz of the Quran consists of multiple surahs. You have pretty much the second half of Surah Yasin, Surah Saffat, Surah Sad, and Surah Zumar. And the part thing is that as we are getting closer to the end of the Quran, we have many surahs, so it's very hard to cover all of them because so many topics. So what I wanted to do is to speak about a couple of verses that are mentioned in Surah Yasin. In Surah Yasin, as some of the hadith mentioned, that it is the heart of the Quran, has so much great meaning in it and virtue in it. And one thing is that we hear so many reminders in this great month, these tafsir reminders about patience, about, you know, about praying, about helping others, about charity, right? So many different things that we can work on each other, work on our own character and our mannerism. But one thing that we kind of forget sometimes to speak about, it is the concept of Jannah, about paradise, right? The one, this amazing place that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for us, right? That we're trying to get back into. I'm sorry, we forget to talk about Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Jannah a lot in the Quran, right? One of the main reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you obey me, then this is one of the rewards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that as humans, right, we kind of work on a reward system. Nobody goes to work and doesn't get a paycheck. I'm just going to work for those companies for free. It's okay, right? It's part of our nature. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for your obedience, for your prayers, for your worship, right, for doing things that are right that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded, there is this great place called Jannah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us, make us a people of Hasbul Jannah, may us a people of Jannah, Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. You can't talk about Jannah without smiling. Something wrong in the heart, if you're talking about Jannah, you say the word Jannah, and you don't break it through a big smile, right? And so I think that we have to make sure that we talk about how great Jannah is, so we can keep that focus in our mind, that is what we're actually working for. It's not necessarily this world, this is a means to get to the other place. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Jannah in Surah Yasin, as he does in many other places in the Quran. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in Surah Yasin here, as he describes Jannah, the people of Jannah, what they're going to be doing, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the people in Jannah are going to be busy enjoying themselves, right? You know, they're going to have so many things to do, right? We all know that sometimes we go on vacations, especially in our communities here, in our American lifestyle, the remote vacations, then go to Yosemite, go to Hawaii, go to this resort, right? There's this much activities, you have water sports, you have tennis, you get, you know, of course, food, right? You have basketball, you have the gym, you have this show going on, you have that going on. And so they try to bombard with so many activities to do, right? To keep you happy, right? To enjoy yourself. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when people are in Jannah, they're going to be busy with so many things to do. The activity sheet is packed, right? People are visiting other people. People want to fly, you can fly. People are in the rivers of honey and milk. Diving in there, right? People are in their palaces. People want to ride animals. People want to eat. Of course, eating, right? Everyone loves eating your Wagyu steaks and your prime rib. And oh my God, subhanAllah, making people, you know, drool while they're listening to this tafsir reminder here, right? And subhanAllah, there's so many things going on in Jannah, right? So many things that you could do. Allah subhanAllah, people sit at the shul, and they're just busy doing things, right? Just enjoying themselves, alhamdulillah. And that is a place that we're all waiting for, to get there to have that true enjoyment. And Allah subhanAllah says that هُمْ فِي عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ مُتَّكِئُونَ. Allah subhanAllah says that they will be with their spouses in shade, reclining back on couches, just relaxing, right? And one thing Allah says to your spouses, and we know that a lot of, you know, married couples out there, how many trials we go to face as a husband and wife, right? That kids are born. Illnesses happen. If someone loses a job, you have to pull together with your family. There's arguments that happen in the house, right? There's trials, there's frustration sometimes, right? Just to make it, you know, on everyday life and the busy, you know, ins and outs of the rat race that we're in sometimes, the groceries and cleaning this and doing that. And so many things as a husband and wife you go through. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you'll be with your spouse that day, just reclining, just relaxing, right? No more stress. No more about paying the bills. No more that we got to do this, right? We got to work on the kids' college education. We have to take care of that. We have to go visit this person. We have to, you know, all these different things that keep us busy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's very interesting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first part right before this, says people are going to be busy. Shuddul infakihun are busy. But then Allah gives the opposite side of also the enjoyment, and that is just sitting down. No stress, right? No more worries, right? I just want to take it in, right? And that's sometimes that peace of mind we're missing, especially what's going on with this whole coronavirus and being home and so forth, right? A lot of stress going on, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you will get this enjoyment for that work you did in this world, right? For all that ibadah, for that worship, for that patience, for that character that you can get yourself up with your mannerism, right? The family relationships that you kept when it was hard to do so, you're getting that time just to sit on reclined couches, right? And just sitting back and relaxing. It's like that picture with the beach, you know, the hammock. They kind of promote all the time, you know, come to Hawaii, come to this resort, come to this island, right? People are just on a hammock, just relaxing, hearing the shore, hearing the water. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, right? Have that mango, have that coconut, you know, the coconut with the straw in it, right? You know that picture they all tell you about, right? And people are just, you know, sipping on it and relaxing on the beach, etc. Right? Oh, you are just relaxing here. You have fruits, right? Fruits, all the food you want, right? And then they want ma yad'un, whatever they request. Right? You want the prime rib, you want the Wagyu steak, you want your greasy burgers, right? You want to have this, you want to have that, you want to fly, you want to visit this person, you want this car that you couldn't afford. Now this is the time. We're not wasteful in this world, we keep ourselves back. But when you're in Jannah, go out. Allah says opposite, right? Ma yad'un, now the desires to run free, and that is Jannah. For the work that you put in here, that the nights you're standing up in the night of Ramadan, not being in your masjid, but you yourself have to stand up and pray. No one else is motivating you, no one else is helping you, but you're putting in that work, right? For the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for your love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that inshallah ta'ala, that day you're gonna get this reward, and we're all hoping to get this great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those of Ashab al-Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for our wrongdoings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our accountability and our questioning on the day of judgment easy for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you. Inshallah, these last nights of Ramadan, may Allah make the best of these nights and I'll protect you and reward you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.